So what we want to do this morning, good morning, on Resh Pei Vav, you see how we can start joining together these two sugyas, Anogas HaMishpat and Anogas HaYochid. As we said, Anogas HaMishpat, we understand that's the world we live in, that's what we've been grappling with all our lives. Anogas HaYochid is a bit of a chiddush to us. But we can live with them if we keep them separate. The problem is how do they live together when they're mutually exclusive? That's the work we have to do. Resh Pei Vav, Shtei Hanhogas Elu Emes Hei. That's true. They're both true. Ulam Mizug B'nei Mevili Hitilabatut Kashe B'yote V'alei Niskake Kol Ben Aliyah B'Avadosik. Each one in and of itself is true. When you bring them together, you start creating enormous confusion. Anybody that's interested in growing a little bit in his avoider needs to enter into this discussion. Shekolo ila moinof munach kviyochu beyodov shelo kumushama korosh bochu ladam arishon. A Jew living in Anogas HaMishpat alone, he knows that the whole world is dependent on him. It's all resting on his shoulders. As Hashem told Adam Arishon, please take care, Resh Pei Vav, not to destroy my world. I mean, you have the ability to destroy the world. Eskola tidoi hukoveya b'maisov. The entire future of the world is dependent on his actions, thoughts, and words. With one minor distraction, he can lose everything, and that's quite scary. Together with that, that's the world we live in, that's what we know, we understand, that's good. That's what they taught us. However, together with this, yesh lemazeg et hanogas hayichud hapoeles. Into there, you have to dilute, not dilute, you have to mix in hanogas hayichud. Ki sof sof yisrael afa pi shechayti Yisrael. A Jew, even though he sins, he stays a Jew. Vim lo yeh lo es habetochen ki yesh mi shedoig loy. Ki lo yipul legamre. If he doesn't have the betochen, that there's somebody there taking care to make sure that when he falls, he doesn't fall legamre. We're going all the way back to where we started. The world is in a mess. There's the churban and it's not being rebuilt because of a lack of simcha v'tuv leivov. And if a person doesn't know for sure that there's someone who's got his back, he might become sad, he might become irritated, he might become angry, he might be meyayish. So that's lovely. Now I'll live just in Anhogas HaYichud. Yaz the danger. Yaz the danger. When you have a problem trying to understand how Anhogas HaMishpat and Anhogas HaYichud work together, you look at each one separately and you choose Anhogas HaYichud. Because to put them together is very hard, so we'll just go with Anogas HaYichud, because that makes more sense. In my betochen and in my mental stability, I'm much happier living in Anogas HaYichud. You become an apikoyus. That's the danger. What? I'm saying that. What thing would you say? I'm saying that.
Say that natural inclination would be to on
over. Sure, it's much easier. Gevaldik, no matter what you do, Hashem's got your back. I call Besed, I call Tov, and I call everything's taken care of. Once again, I don't know if it makes sense or doesn't make sense. I'm just telling you where we would tend to maybe go. The danger on that path, in other words, like this. You need Anogas HaYichud and you need Anogas HaMishpat working together. Since we don't get how to work them together, we may be inclined to go after one of them. If you're going to go after one of them, go back to Anogas HaMishpat, because then you're safe. You might become a bit miserable. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but you won't become an apikoyus. If you go, if you dump Hanoga Samishpat because it's kind of difficult to live there, and you step into the world of Hanoga Yichud and everything's just glorious and wonderful, no matter what you do, you're a big tzaddik, you may become an apikoiris. Let's see. Hashem loves me. Either way, whatever happens, I call Tov. I'm his only child. Whatever I don't do, whatever I do, I call Beseder. If it's never possible, Sholem Yeli. Living in Hanoga Yichud is the opposite of Torah. You couldn't be further away from Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu commands us and he wants us to be responsible for our deeds and to be medaktik with them, to be careful with what we do in line with Torah. Because if you're living in an Hanoga Yichud on its own, besides all the other problems, one of the biggest problems is you're back to having bread of shame. That's not the good Hashem wants to give you. Because you don't deserve it. Yeah, but Hashem loves me, he's taking care of me, and I'll call Tov and I'll get whatever I want. Yes, so now you're back to the whole reason the world was created. It was just mevatel. Because you're not going to earn the schar. What's the point of getting it? It's not sholeh. So the whole reason for the world being created just got destroyed. Besides the other problems that you'll have on your own. Two anhogas, Ava v'Yira. And they're not that far apart, by the way. Anhogas ha-mishpat k'shu l'Yira, sh'akol kol ma'asecha b'seifa nechtovim. Anhogas ha-mishpat is that aspect of Yira. It has Av in it as well, because Yira is very, very close to Ava. They're not that far apart. Everything you do is coming to Mishpat. You see the danger of living in an Hanoga Yichud? You don't believe that it's coming to Mishpat. You won't do tshuva, because at the end of the day, I call Tov. You don't do tshuva, you're in a lot of trouble. Yeah. Besides the fact that one of the Yud Gimli Korim is Chava Einish, and if everything's good and everything's fine, you're denying one of the Yud Gimli Korim. And then you're an Apikoiris. Even B'Shoyeg, you're an Apikoiris. Givishanem al Tova Mishpatimanu, ki lo yitztadek lefana kol chai. Mitzad sheni, anoges a yichud hu anoges shel ava. Adam choshev, ani ben yochid. I'm Hashem's only child, and the whole world is mine. It's all for me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hev oti ubi tolu tachlis kol habria. Ave v'yira in shtei hagoshes soi shrei zo ezoi. Again, the stira between the two. U'lechen ishal es hashayla keitzad alein lechalkel ulemazeg shtei hagoshes alolu. How do you live with both these hagoshes at the same time? You have to have both. This is not a simple sugya at all. We'll try, Bezrat Hashem, to try and clarify this a little bit as we go weiter. I told you when we started this, if you want to live in an August Samishpat to carry on living your life, leave now.
Why?
Don't go down this path. Don't think about an Hanoga Yichud. Live in an Hanoga Mishpat and stay. Live with it. It's safe. But who says safe is always best? Sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone a little bit and dabble with reality, even though it might be a little bit tricky. As long as we guard ourselves properly from the dangers. That's why we're doing it in a responsible environment. But let's first put them together. You'll see it's quite amazing. Living in an Hanoga Samishpat can be a dangerous path as well. You could come to depression. You could come to use. You could come to a lot of other issues. Let's not understand. This has a lot to do with the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which is something we should be thinking about this close to Bein HaMitzorim. So let's see what we can take away from here. May have a different insight into what's going on Tisha B'Av that you might not have seen before. B'divrei Chazal oyla ki choisa hamizug ben shtei midos eli huwa sheichriv et batei hamigdash. In answer to your question, Baruch, first answer is that a lack of using and utilizing and joining together these two hanhagas, these two ideas, that's what caused the chub Beis Hamikdash. So that's the first reason why I think it might be important to have a look and see what's going on here. But by its rishon, chay amisel b'madregas ha'ava, tuk ha'rotzuf ha'ava, amay yukol shkuyim ba'ava sashem at shalom nitnu libam lekatnus. They were so tied up and so bound in ava sashem, they were mamash drowning in ava sashem, they didn't take notice of the little things. As a result of Avos Hashem, taken to the extremes, they came to Gilorais, Avodah Zorah, and Shvichas Domim. Nachon. I know people today like this. You don't have to go to buy three shops. I know people today like this. Certainly, Gil Arias, I know people like this today. Why was the first Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Mipnei shleisha dvorim shehayu bo. Avodah Zorah gilosais v'shvichas domim. Shatoyim gedolim v'atzumim hayu sham. Rishoyim hayu, elu shetolim b'tchoinam v'hakodesh baruch hu. Gemara says, you know what happened? They were relying on HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Hem b'tzu aveiros chamuris. Terrible aveiros. They were living Hanhoga Sayichud on its own brings you to Gilurai Shvichus Domin Vavodah Zorah. Sof, Hashem loves me and Ava Bekalkele Tashura. Unconditional love, Hashem loves me. He allows himself to get away with, to do certain things that he shouldn't be doing. Because he knows his father loves him infinitely. His father could do anything. Nothing's going to happen. Hashem loves me. They never took it the one step further that sometimes happens today, is that it's what Hashem wanted me to do in the first place. If already I did it, that's what Hashem wanted me to do. And therefore I'd called Tov even better than Tov. They never made that mistake. They knew what they were doing was wrong. And Hashem didn't want it. But the love that Hashem had for them would overlook the problem. That's bad enough. There's worse than that, but let's not go down there. Half a minute that the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed. They were so drunk, so to speak, with Avos Hashem. They wouldn't hear. The Novi was shrine to them. Kashe Zacharia Novi, his Nabi came, im lo yachzoru lebutov, habay sichorov. Hem lo yavosonim lishmo istvaro. Umach mezgoydel ein shavosom es HaKodesh Baruch Hu v'espeis mikdoshoi. Hem horgo oto. Al shehoi izlei meleem tochoch lekom chamura. If you want to know why they killed Zacharia, what was lurking behind them? Was the enormous love they had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they killed Zachariah. Sounds weird, eh? Yeah, but that was it. Zechariah was getting up and telling them, if you don't get your acts together, if you don't stop, the Beis Hamikdash is going to get destroyed. Zechariah was attacking the Avos Hashem that they were living with. Second Beis Hamikdash, they learned the lesson from the first Beis Hamikdash. They were medaktik, medaktik, adasof bedim. Hayilem yira. Achapnimus hayisir chasira belibom. Avas Hashem, avatochen vatvekas v'Hashem yachusorim. They were lacking the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'od frum. But where's Hashem in the picture? So either of these two paths is fraught with danger. Yeah, you'll come to the Gimel of Chamurais. And you won't even do tshuva because why should I call top? Hanogas HaMishpat, it will be so medaktik in mitzvahs and so true that you'll forget there's an Avodah Shalalem who loves you in the world. How do you live with these two together? Not simple. Chazal Aimrim, Migdash Sheinu, yeah, but they both lead to a churban. So what?
Why
didn't
we're
going to see that now. That's what we're going to see now. Chazal Aimrim. If you've been learning the Sefer, the answer should be quite clear to you. Let's see. Chazal Aimrim. Mikdash Sheini. Sheini Oiski B'Torah V'Mitzvah Gubilus Chosadim Mipnei Macharov. Mipnei Shabu Sinas Chinam. There was Sinat Chinam. Vilna Goin, Belikutim, Alpiut, Chad Gadia, Behoitsos, Hagoin, Reb Shimon, Brev, the Shlita. Zatzal. The Goin has a fascinating pirush on Chad Gadia. Think about that, eh? Little kids thing that we sing right at the end of the Agoda to keep the kids awake. Why you want to keep them awake? Because that's fighting them. I don't know, but seems there's the desire to do that. The Goin wrote a pirush that's awesome on that. Adam alikui besinas chinam einze ele b'shel chayse b'koyne ba'ashem. You know why you have sinas chinam? You know why there is a thing called sinas chinam? I don't know what they're going to tell you on the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation video. Sometimes they do mention this nekuda. But the shayresh of sinas chinam is a lack in imunin b'tochen in Hashem. Somebody lives with proper imun and betochen knows that a kol b'day shemayim, and nobody can touch anything of yours, not your covered, your mama, no one can take away anything from you, no one can give you anything. If that wasn't a gzeira from Hashem, when you're living like that, as ein lom tina v'sina neged af echad b'olam. So why would you be upset with your neighbor or somebody across the road or anybody else for that matter? Nobody is doing anything to me. It's all me Shemayim. I have a cheshbon with Shemayim. This poor Nebuch, I feel bad for him, that he had to be the agent to give me the patch. I love him even more because I'm so grateful to him because he's the one that insulted me. He doesn't want to be a nasty Jew because I just the insult of Shemay to find a way to get me an insult. Mazakashur to him. We're talking at the ideal that we've spoken about that before. We're trying to understand the klalim from Chubum by Sheni. That is the ideal thought. By Sheni klal Yisrael Shomra and Hogas Amishpat. Hebdik the Kubul Shmiris Kolam Mitzvayim Bem Taira Mitzvah Gemilas Chosari Machashiluv Shel Hogas Hayichud. But the Shiluv, I don't know how you translate that word. Integration. Yeah, okay. Fine. Yeah, okay. All the inters. Lord, there's a better word. Integration's fine for now. Shkach. Dehainu ha'ava. Ha'isu chosora lehem. Mishum kach. Besoft kufis yamei beis sheni. Tesava misyavnim beklal Yisrael. Eli ha'yudim shechipsu tanugim acherim melvad leis'aneg al Hashem. Sof beis sheni was the misyavnim. The Yevonim weren't the big problem. The problem was the Misyavnim. The Yidden, who were looking for pleasure outside Nisanegal Hashem. They found a better pleasure. Ha'ilem lo nivra ela lisane. And then you choose which tainug you want. Hashem tells us the greatest tainug you'll have is in me, but they want other tainugim. They were lacking this aspect of Avos Hashem. The Yiras Hashem was there. The Daktek B'mitzvahs. Well, that leads to Sinas Chinuch. Opitvarim Eilu Navin Heitiv is Divrei Gemara. Gemara in Yumad Daf Tesamet Beis. Nizgala Avoyna Nizgala Kitzon. The first Beis Amigdash, the Avera, the sin was revealed. And therefore, the end of the Golas was revealed as well. Achreinim lo nizgala avoinim lo nizgala kitzom. The second Beis Hamikdash, the Aveira, wasn't revealed. And therefore, the end of that Golas has not been revealed ad hayom hazeh. Pirush. Rishreinim avoinim haya begoloi. Bechitzenius. Where was the Aveira of the first base of the first Churban? Bechitzenius. Gilu rashvichas domim v'avodazor. They're Megillah, everyone knew. Achim and Shasovsov Eish Ava Boru of Bem, he's got a kitsom. It was a burning love of Hashem. And then they came back. Achreinim Lonis Galavoinim, Kial came Chitzainisom Eisen Nakim Akol Rabov. On the outside, they looked incredibly, incredibly good. Rakbe Pnimiyaisom Eish Ava Pnimis Eisach Hasorileim. The deep connection to Akorosh Baruch Hu, the tvis on reality was lacking. And therefore, the end has not been revealed. When the kilkul, when the damage touches on that intimate connection between Knesset Yisrael and Hashem, much worse, and the end has not been revealed. Why was Bais Rishon Dafka Yedei Bovel? Avilu Golas Bais Sheni Aisa Bedei Edom. And if Hashem is calculated by Chitzionosim Bilvad Aisa Golas Bedei Bovel Shenim Shola Legamol. Bovel, the animal of Bovel, is a camel. You know, the four simonim of Kashus. Bovel is a camel. Agamol Simon Tumer Vuchitzeni. The simon tumor of a camel is external to any mafris parcel. The hoof of the camel, which you see, which is magala, that's where his tumor is. The inner aspect is tall. He chews the cud. It's inside. Rakitzione tame, baisa vachitzionim eine kuhugon, luma sois. Golas by Shani, Shishama Chitzenis, Haisa Shleima, Haromayim Shahachrivu, Haromayim Shahachrivu, Hayukachazir. The Romans, the animal that represents Rome is a pig. Ashebichitzenosa, who mafris parson. He shows off a very kosher hoof, external. Achpinimiosa Tame, his inner world is Tame, he doesn't chew the cud. In Ava, in Keshim, by Roilam Kachazizu, Shainu Mala Gayre, Bipnimi Yoysom. He doesn't bring up the remains in his inner world. That's the Vilna Goy, Nifla Vanoida. What's wrong with Bais Rishon? You're a camel. Externally, you're Tame, but internally, you're still pure. What's the problem with Bais Sheni? You're a pig. You look very from on the outside, but inside, there's something very rotten. Spiritual work is not easy. Balancing and integrating these two opposite poles together, that's called shleimus. You have chesed on the one hand, gvur on the other. Where do they come together in perfection? In Tiferes, you have Avram, you have Yitzchok. Where do they come together in perfection? In Yaakov, there's the two opposites that have to unify in one united force. Elo Pashut. Yasheba Zat Hashem Natzliach B'Misima Zu Yina Yibon Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi B'Meira B'Yameinu Omein Selo. Not Pashut at all. That's Ava V'Yira, balancing the two. We spoke about this many, many times. The Minister of External Affairs, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the Minister of Internal Affairs. That's a mitzvah that you can do or something about.
So go do it.
Otherwise, we have no hetzer to close your seder. Don't blame your guest. Take a pull. I can't see. Why don't you get spectacles? No, I'd rather drive into trees. Buy a crash helmet. Okay. Every Jew has two opposing missions in this world. External affairs and internal affairs. Minister of Foreign Affairs, Minister of the Interior. In every relationship, in every aspect of your life, you have to learn how to mishalev these two aspects. Whether it's in marriage, whether it's in raising children, whether it's your avodah with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, these two aspects are at the shoresh of everything we do. And the integration of the two, that's where success lies. In order to understand how you integrate, how you live, delicately balancing these two opposing forces in your own life, we have to learn a little bit, and it's only going to be a little bit what we can understand, if we can understand it, how a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs his world, Panogas HaYichud. Panogas HaMishpat, we've got, we get there. Panogas HaYichud needs to be understood better. But let's start a little bit, and it's a shame we'll sit up tomorrow. Why is all this evil in the world? Why is there so much evil in the world? And if you want to know how much evil in the world is, go look. That's what these 3 weeks are meant for. One of the things they're meant for. Go learn a little bit of Jewish history properly and see how much evil there is in the world. Beyond our comprehension. Why is there this evil? In order for us to be able to be tested, in order to have nishkeinus, in order to fulfill the purpose of the whole Bria, which is that we can have bechira, that we can earn the good instead of getting it for free. Tlema. So what does that mean? Hara ein einu metzias kavua, and azu metzias shetzricha lachleif min ha'olam. Evil is not a fixed reality. It's a reality that needs to disappear from the world. Because that day is coming soon when the whole world will be turned around into kulu toiv and evil will disappear. It's a temporary thing that we need in order to get to where we need to get to. Well, we've got two books on that at least from what we've learned up to now. V'ya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz, Malchus, which is the purpose of the whole Bria. And on that day, Hashem will be one and his name will be one. I mean, somehow now he's not one and his name's not one. And he's not melech al kol ha'aretz. Understand what's lacking. Kol ha'olam yakir b'malchus Hashem. The whole world will recognize Malchus Hashem. We have to understand what it is. Most important subject is Malchus Hashem. That's the whole purpose of the Bria, is Malchus Hashem. Now, I thought the purpose of the world was to give me pleasure. Yeah, good fashion. A kol bara lichvoidoi. Everything's created for his covered. But you said everyone's created for my pleasure. Make up your mind. He's covered on my pleasure. Covered is always Malchus, by the way. If you want a proof, we can do that another time. Just take my word for it now. Covered is always Malchus. The whole world was created for Malchus, but I thought the whole world was created for me to get pleasure. Make up your mind. There can't be two different things. Either the world was created for his Malchus, created for my pleasure. Or they're all the same thing. The greatest pleasure you can have is Malchus Hashem. Is by Yom Hui Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. That is the Elisa Anegal Hashem. The Gilu of Hashem's Malchus in the world. That is the greatest pleasure. Kol HaRosh Kuloi Ka'oshen Tichle Hanogos HaMishpat Eini Yechoyle Laviyah So'ilo Lematzav Kezeh. Hanogos HaMishpat can't bring the world to you. Shreb Hanogos HaMishpat Aseidu Boru V'Kuvu Mirosh. Im Tiyeh Toiv, Tegabel Toiv. V'im Chaschili Letiyeh Ra, Tekabel Ra. Ein Sivu She'er Ra Yisbottle. There's no reason why in Hanogos HaMishpat Ra should be misbottle. She'er Ra Magia La'adam Magia Lo Bedid. The evil that comes to a person, he deserves that Bedid. The good you get, you deserve it. It comes to you bedin. That matzav can carry on forever. You're doing good, you get good. You're doing bad, you get bad. And the bad has to continue because the bad needs to be there to take care of the bad that you did. So that can carry on forever. How's it ever going to end? That's not the purpose of the world. So we'll stop here. Strange place to stop. But I have my reasons. If you'll think about it, you might actually start understanding what's going on here a little bit.